Bem, has anybody ever heard a sermon on Phoebe, our sister? I can't ever remember preaching on Phoebe, our sister. But Paul introduces us to her in Romans 16 and verse 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as become a saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Now, Phoebe is identified here by Paul as a sister in Christ, as one who had been born of the Spirit of God, who had been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who was indwelt by the Holy Spirit, who had all the benefits, all the blessings of salvation, justification, sanctification, and the promise of glorification. And she was a faithful sister in the church at Cenchrea. She was a valuable member. She assisted many people. Her name, the word Phoebe, means bright and radiant. And it appears that also describes her faithful testimony in the Lord. You know, sometimes I think Baptists do give kind of a short shrift, if you will, to the importance of the work of godly women in the church. I mean, churches are blessed to have godly women who have a testimony of virtue and faithfulness, who are careful to teach their children and train them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, who love their husbands and who tend to their needs, who are faithful to pray, faithful to serve. And Phoebe is one such woman. And I thought, you know, how amazing is it to have your name recorded in the most important book in all the world, in all of history? Paul the Apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Lord to commend this godly woman, Phoebe, for her work in the Lord, for her faithful testimony. She was considered a valuable member of the church at Cenchrea, and many believe that church had been planted by the church at Corinth. Paul describes her as a servant of the church and as a succorer of many, including himself. She ministered to him and to his missionary companions. In the early churches, there were women who were selected to minister to the poor, the elderly, and the widowed women in the churches. These women were also noted for their care of the sick, the orphan, and those that were in prison. See, back then when people were in prison, the prison did not furnish them with clothing or meals. Those things had to be brought in by people that were compassionate. And oftentimes churches reached out and did those kind of things. Often these women that did these things were women of means who were generous and compassionate toward those less fortunate among their membership. And it appears that Paul recognized this dear saint of God as a woman who was committed to helping and ministering to others. And as such, he urges the church at Rome to receive her in the Lord and to help her in whatever way she had need. So he is basically recommending her to the church at Rome. Now, there have been people who have, that word servant in this passage The Greek word is diakonos. And there are some who have put forth the idea that Phoebe was, that there was an office called the deaconess. But that office did not exist in the New Testament. Even though the Greek word is the same as it's translated servant here. And so I want to kind of switch gears a little bit. Not at all saying that the ministry of Phoebe was unimportant. It was. But she was not qualified to fulfill the office of a deacon in the New Testament church. The office of a deacon was created out of necessity in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 by the church at Jerusalem. And deacons, all the way through the Bible, were to be men of faith recognized by the church as servants, especially in the temporal matters of the church, to free up the elders slash pastors for the work of the ministry and of the word and prayer. Now, there are no qualifications for a deaconess in the Bible because it's never set forth, but there are qualifications for the deacon. So if you would, turn over there, we'll read that. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This was actually a question in the Berea Baptist Banner Forum that I made into a sermon. Where was Phoebe a deaconess? And no, she was not. She was a servant of the church, though. But look here, just by way of contrast, we have distinct, definite qualifications set forth for a deacon in chapter 3 and verse 7. Verse 8. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. Very similar to the office of the pastor as far as qualifications. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, qualified deacons in the New Testament were identified within the church and they were ordained to that office. The Greek word diakonos is translated deacon in our English Bible or its plural form deacons a total of 5 times. The word deaconess does not occur in our English Bible. In fact, when it applies, it's often translated more often servant in other places, signifying simply those who serve, as in Romans 16 and verse 1. That's the only time it's applied to a woman in the New Testament, according to Vine. And that's why many identify Phoebe as a deaconess. She was definitely a servant in the church at Cenchrea, but not in the sense that male deacons were. But again, let's never underestimate the importance of godly women in the church. Look over at Titus chapter 2 and the vital role that godly women play. Verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as become of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That is a huge responsibility. And I'm convinced that if we had more women in our churches and in society at large that followed these guidelines, women that actually were concerned about their own family, about their own husband, their children, serving them, serving the Lord's church, like Phoebe did, the church at Cenchrea, and then later the church at Rome, we would be light years above where we are now. We are degrading as a society because women have been degraded. Their role, their responsibility in society at large, it has really been demeaned with a worldly philosophy that is self-centered and does not honor God. And we wonder why so many kids are such a mess today. We need godly women that love their children, that will teach them the truth, that will be there for them. And so we certainly need to be praying. I know I just preached on marriage on Sunday, and now I'm preaching on this tonight about Phoebe, our sister, a servant in the church. It's because we've got to get back to fundamental truth, foundational truth in our churches and in our society. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to end tonight with a quote from John Gill describing the ministry, if you will, the service of Phoebe. This is his comment on Romans 16, verse 1 and 2. In this place, Cenchrea, was a church of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to listen to this, because there are people that believe that John Gill was like a Reformed Baptist, and he was not. Listen carefully to what he says. Was a church of Jesus Christ, and since it was so near to Corinth, it shows that churches in those early times were not national or provincial, but congregational. The independent bodies of believers. Of this church, Phoebe was a servant, or as the word signifies, a minister or a deaconess. Not that she was a teacher of the word or a preacher of the gospel, for that was not allowed by the apostle in the church at Corinth that a woman should teach. And he references 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. And therefore would never be admitted at Cenchrea. Now notice this. The truth that was set forth under the inspiration of God to the church at Corinth would be applicable to the church at Cenchrea. It's also applicable to the church on Buffalo Creek today. You see? Because it's inspired of God. Now, rather, as some think, she was a deaconess appointed by the church to take care of the poor sisters of the church, though as they were usually poor and ancient women that were put out into that service, and this woman, according to the account of her, being neither poor nor very ancient, it seems rather that being a rich and generous woman, she served or ministered to the church by relieving the poor, not out of the church's stock, as deaconesses did, but out of their own substance, and received the ministers of the gospel and all strangers into her house, which was open to all Christians, and so was exceeding serviceable to that church and to all the saints that came thither. Though it is certain that among the ancient Christians there were women servants who were called ministers, in the sense that they were servants. They weren't pastors. They weren't... So anyway, that's it tonight for Phoebe, our sister.